UPS is currently hiring package handlers for its preload operation. Earn $13 an hour and receive up to $250 in weekly attendance bonuses while working up to a career as a package car driver. In as little as 6 months, you could have an opportunity to connect with customers and build lasting relationships in the community. Future you looks good in brown. Apply now at upsjobs.com or text brown to 33588. That's brown to 33588.
You've got ants inside the house, mosquitoes outside the house, moles burrowing in your lawn, and termites eating your house from inside out. You're completely surrounded! Luckily, OPC Pest Services has a Four Seasons program that can help. OPC has been providing quality pest services since 1972. Protect your home and property and call OPC Pest Services for a free estimate at 969-9635 or visit opcpest.com. Again, that's 969-9635 or visit opcpest.com.
Louisville's the better team, but I'm picking Kentucky because they always beat Louisville at Rupp. And that sometimes it's just dopey to predict on that, but that's what I'm going to do. So I'm going on the record. Kentucky 68-66. Although the more I talk about it, the more I feel like it's going to be lower scoring than that. If I change my official prediction, you can find a new one on Twitter, at Lock Talk. Thanks to Crean. Great work today. Thanks to you guys for listening. What do we got? The V-Show next, Fast Break Friday. Then the Take with Andy Sweeney. This weekend, we got the pregame for U of L. We got the college football playoff games. We got the postgame as soon as U of L UK is over for your favorite school. We got all kinds of good stuff. NFL Sunday. We got it all. And we are your sports leader, ESPN Louisville. Don't drive slowly in the left lane. We'll see you next time. Thanks for tuning in.
You're listening to Kentuckiana's ESPN 680, WHBE Newburgh and 105.7 WHBE FM Eminence Frankfort.
Every year at the office holiday party, Larry does the same thing. He wears his tie like a headband.
Woohoo!
He flirts with Jill from purchasing.
You're pretty, Jill.
Ew, gross.
He juggles staplers.
Hey, check this out. Whoops, my bad.
But one thing Larry doesn't do is drive home impaired. He gets a ride, but probably not from Jill.
Nope.
Drive sober or get pulled over. Paid with federal funds through the Kentucky Office of Highway Safety.
Hey, it's Lachlan McLean here for Sternberg Truck and Van Rental. SternbergTruckRental.com is the website, and they've got two area locations to hook you up. Crittenden Drive, the original across from the fairgrounds, and the new one on Shelbyville Road just inside the Gene Snyder. At both, you're going to get that fantastic Sternberg service that you know and love, and a great selection of trucks and vans. Whether your personal life, you're moving, you need more space for your family, or your business is growing, you can find it all at SternbergTruckRental.com.
It's Bob Valvano with Universal Windows Direct. Winter months are coming, and your current windows aren't cutting it. They leak warm air out, let cool air in, makes you pay more in energy bills. Get new windows from Universal Windows Direct today. Their exclusive window construction features super spacer, non-metal, non-conductive glass spacers. It keeps the edge of the glass warmer, lasts five times longer than other windows, and right now, every window you buy, you get one free, 0% financing for 36 months, plus free installation and a lifetime warranty. Go to UniversalWindows.com today. Like me, you'll be saying, I love my windows.
It's the biggest game of the year. Chris Mack and the Cards travel to Rupp Arena to take on John Calipari and the Wildcats. And for the most Louisville versus Kentucky coverage, keep it locked on ESPN Louisville. Pre-game coverage on all stations begins Saturday at 1 o'clock with live reports from Lexington. And then directly following the game, it's the Kentucky Farm Bureau Insurance UK postgame show with James Strebel on ESPN 680 and 105.7 and on 93.9 The Ville. It's the Coors Light postgame show with Steve Rummett. We're the first place that will take your calls and hear live from the head coaches. Coverage of the Cards versus the Cats on ESPN Louisville is presented by UPS Jobs, Joella's Hot Chicken, and Academy Sports and Outdoors.
Need a real dispatching solution to manage your team and fleet? RCS Communications CPN Track is your business dispatch solution. One-to-many conversations at the push of a button. Our digital rugged Motorola Solutions two-way radios can handle your dirt and grime at your job site while providing you clearer audio. Call RCS Communications today for a free demo. 1-800-767-7384. Push, talk, dispatch, done. Also visit www.rcs.info.
Mike's Car Wash has extended its washbook sale for all Louisville locations. Now through December 31st, buy four washes, get three free on our Works and Ultimate washes. Open daily 7 to 9.
After putting just over 100,000 miles on my old Acura, I couldn't resist the urge and the design of a new one at Neil Huffman Acura at Oxmoor. The 2019 TLX impressed me with the design, the technology, and the low cost of ownership, just like the entire Acura line. And just like my first purchase from Neil Huffman Acura at Oxmoor 5 years ago, the process was easy. I'll get 2 years of maintenance, and I can rest easy with 50 years of Neil Huffman dealership experience behind me. So visit the team over at Acura or online at neilhuffman.com.
The best Christmas deals are at Academy Sports and Outdoors. This Friday through Sunday, get 30% off outerwear, 40% off all Under Armour and Adidas fleece, and 30% off all Fan Shop gear, in-store and online at academy.com. Beat the crowd when you buy online and pick up in-store for free. Get everyone checked off your Christmas list today. Visit Academy Sports and Outdoors at the Outer Loop in Middletown and E-Town to save this holiday season.
People-friendly equipment, technology, and service for all of your print communication needs. Look no further.
Just Whistle for duplicator sales and service.
Copy, scan, fax, send, or mail. Your unduplicated professionals can simplify the process with world-class network business machines from Ricoh and Savin. High-quality office equipment solutions and services, and the fairest possible price always for you. That's our commitment.
For today and tomorrow.
And our commitment continues from our commercial print and mailing division, Derby City Litho. Check out the 7110 Ricoh graphic print system, providing superior color output to include spot varnish options. Duplicator sales, Derby City Litho. Corporate mailing systems, Ricoh and Savin.
Just Whistle for duplicator sales and service.
Phone 589-5555. Online at duplicatorsales.net. 831 East Broadway in Louisville, with offices in Elizabethtown and Lexington.
ESPN Louisville is your home again this year for bowl season. We'll feature more than 20 bowl games, including live play-by-play of the Music City Bowl, the Belt Bowl, and the College Football Playoff. It all starts Friday at 6:45 with the Texas Bowl between Oklahoma State and Texas A&M, followed by the Cheez-It Bowl between Air Force and Washington State, both on ESPN 680 and 105.7. Then on Saturday, after the conclusion of the UK U of L basketball postgame shows, we'll join the College Football Playoff in progress as Oklahoma takes on LSU, followed by Clemson battling Ohio State, both on all ESPN Louisville programming. Bowl season on ESPN Louisville is presented by Caesars Southern Indiana, Baptist Health Sports Medicine, UPS Jobs, and the Kentucky Office of Highway Safety.
Hi, I'm Hannah Gist with Gist Piano Center. Whether it's tuning, moving, storage, appraisals, or complete restoration, we take care of all your piano needs. Try Gist Piano Center, trusted in Kentucky.
It's the biggest game of the year. Chris Mack and the Cards travel to Rupp Arena to take on John Calipari and the Wildcats. And for the most Louisville versus Kentucky coverage, keep it locked on ESPN Louisville. Pre-game coverage on all stations begins Saturday at 1 o'clock with live reports from Lexington. And then directly following the game, it's the Kentucky Farm Bureau Insurance UK postgame show with James Strebel on ESPN 680 and 105.7 and on 93.9 The Ville. It's the Coors Light postgame show with Steve Rummett. We're the first place that will take your call and hear live from the head coaches. Coverage of the Cards versus the Cats on ESPN Louisville is presented by UPS Jobs, Joella's Hot Chicken, and Academy Sports and Outdoors.
So they played a better schedule, and just the fact of I just think 10 days is a long layoff. And, of course, the fact that the game is in Lexington. And, you know, Kentucky coming off a pair of losses. They don't lose back-to-back all that often. So I think they're going to come out with, you know, really breathing fire and really get, you know, getting after Louisville. And
man, if it wasn't in Rupp, I'd feel a lot better for U of L. But for U of L to, you know, be 10-2 or 2-10, first UK since Calipari took over, and have to go into Lexington and win, if I'm putting money on it, I'd probably bet UK right now.
I think if Enoch can really be a factor inside scoring, that'll certainly help Louisville, because we know that Kentucky is, and like my colleague Kyle Tucker has been, was just putting this readiness in the live chat that they had on The Athletic about this game, is Cal likes to stick with the two-bit setup.
It's
Stina seriously is a bit of a wild card. He's, to my eye, a liability defensively, but you know, there's no doubting what he did on offense with all those threes. So that could make Kentucky a different quantity from what we've seen so far, and I'm looking forward to a great game.
The guard play for Louisville's got to be good, offensively and defensively. I mean, you know, and I don't mean good like take over the game good.
Right.
I mean good, just manage the game good. Be Trent Dilfer. Be Flacco. Be a guy that initiates, defends, advanced passes. Jordan Warren's shot selection's got to be good. I think the Sutton kid is the X factor in this game, though, in a lot of ways.
Time now for Fast Break Friday on the V Show on ESPN 680 and 105.7. Now, here are your hosts, Bob Valvano and Mike Pratt.
To Fast Break Friday, I went to Old Traditional open there. Hi, you missed the beginning, didn't you? My mic was off. Okay.
Usually you play the music for a split second and that's then. Do you want to try it again?
Sure.
All right, wait.
Three. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to another edition of Fast Break Friday. Coming to you from the studios of ESPN 680 and 105.7 in Louisville with my good friend and partner on the program going back, we started the show 55 years ago on the old Dumont Network and still going strong. Mike Pratt with us here.
Dumont guys paid well.
They did. We were talking about perks. Remember they gave us the Blazers?
That
was the way to do
it. They gave you sneakers, blazer. You know, all you had to do was go buy a shirt and tie.
Weren't you the one who told me the Al McGuire story?
Oh, yeah.
That was funny.
Al told me, he said, look, Mike, do you have a sport coat? When I was in Arizona doing the game, and I said, yeah, Al, I brought one. He said, well, he said, I just want to tell you that if you didn't, just go pick one up and give me the bill. And I said, Al, Seven Up going to pay for it? And he goes, hey, don't worry about it. I've got two or three racks of blue sport coats. I never take one. I just go buy one and send him the bill. And I got two or three racks of blue sport coats.
I'd love to try that now at ESPN or you or Learfield send them that. Hey, guys, I didn't feel like bringing a suit this game, so I went and picked one up. You mind terribly? They would be like, yeah, as a matter of fact, we do, you jackwad. So.
Al was one of a kind. You had Mr. Straight Billy Packer, right?
Oh, my God.
He would never think of doing that.
No,
okay.
No.
And then you got Al as loose, and loose as a goose, as they say.
Very
right?
funny. Hey, I want to start with something. You know, they're playing tomorrow.
Where?
They're playing in Lexington, Louisville, and Kentucky.
There's a game
basketball.
Tomorrow?
Yeah.
You're kidding me.
You got to get yourself one of these little date books so that you can know what's going on.
You know.
I used to say that to my players. You ever get that? I know you got it at some point when you coach because everybody goes through it. What's the matter, guys? Why are we terrible? You? Coach, I just wasn't ready to play. Why aren't we ready to play? I used to say, get yourself a date book because, you know, if you get that, you'll know. Then you can be ready to play because the only way you shouldn't be ready to play is if the game took you by surprise. But, you know, we get it on the schedule. It's way months in advance you can put it down there. So it's going to be an interesting – and you can tell it's going to be close to game time because the texts are saltier and ruder. Definitely. The people are feeling their oats.
You know, Nick and I were talking before you got here this morning about this game, and maybe Coop was talking too in the whole thing. And it is a game for the fans. As a coach, Bob, you go like, okay, this is on the schedule. It's a game. I've got to find out how good I am against a quality ball club.
Right.
Okay. Then I move on.
Exactly.
Then I move. But the fans, man,
it is.
Oh, my God. They want to get out and...
Hey, could you get the big header producer? One of these mics has a terrible hiss. Unless it's my headset.
No, it's... I hear the hiss,
There's
too.
A terrible hiss in one of the mics, big header producer. It's Mike's mic. No pun intended. So could you move... Mike, if you're scoring at home, is going to be changing microphones.
How about this one now?
Yeah, that's much better. At least the hiss is gone. I don't know if
Brian Hall's going to hop on the board for a split second because I need to find my phone and I just ripped the crotch in my
lunch,
pants
Nick?
Again.
Are you going out for lunch?
Did you hear that?
I heard that.
Mike, it's almost a new year, but it's the same old, same old. Yeah, he's got to step away from the microphone because he lost his phone and he just split the crotch of his pants. Poor Dawn, our sales extraordinaire, is also the mother hen here. She has sewn more of his outfits during the day. So that's what she spends most of her time doing, sitting back there.
Well, let me add this. You know your Fred Carter rule.
Yep.
You are what you are. Nick is what he is.
He's way past the 22-game mark. Hey, I know you got a lot of things you want to do today. I want to do one thing to start because I think you'll like this. And I think it's really going to be relevant to the fans. And then we'll go wherever you want to go. We have a lot of latitude today. We're only on here in Louisville and on the internet. So we're not constricted by time breaks, hard breaks, things like that. I think that when you assess this game, you could do, even though it's relatively early, this will only be the fifth Power 5 team these two teams have played, you still have enough data you could assess them if it was like a video game. In other words, if the guys were, they weren't subjected to the human element of the game. You know, this statistic said this guy's going to shoot around this percentage, this guy's good at this, he's not that good at that. You know, you could figure a game plan based on this, based on that. But I look at this game, Mike, and I came up with six things, at least six, and my guess is you might have some others, that even though you can handicap and try and look at it and try and be, you know, analytical and show your knowledge of the game, you have no way of knowing, no way of knowing how they're going to play out into the game. Let me throw some at you. One, Louisville's had a long layoff. When I coach teams and we got back from break, that first game back from break, you might as well just give me two dice and let me run to the crap table, right? I mean, so you don't know how they're going to react to it. They could play well, they could struggle.
To your point, you don't have to go any further. Here's why I wouldn't bet the game if I was a gambler. Kentucky went home. They lost two games. Could have won. Could have beat Ohio State, but lost. Utah is an embarrassment, okay, except for the last 10 minutes. You go home. Family, friends, and fools are in your ear.
That's a factor I hadn't even thought of.
In your ear. Is it in your ear positively, or is it in your ear negatively? And you drag that back with you. And you only have a couple days to get that out of their mindset, okay? Now, again, they could come back, positive reinforcement. People could be saying, hey, you got to play better. You're on a big platform. You can play better. You know, just relax. Give it all you got. It could all be positive. We don't know that, to your point. Whether it's negative feedback.
That's the second thing. I hadn't even thought of that one.
Feedback.
That's two. We've got two now. Here's a third one. The fact of the matter is Kentucky is not an incapable team of shooting the ball. We saw Maxey shoot it great at the Garden. Sestina looks like now they're going to start using his skill set. But by your own admission, they are streaky. Mm-hmm. We don't know which streak they're going to get here. Exactly. You don't know? I don't know. They could come out and shoot, and you'd be looking at each other and say, I thought this team couldn't shoot. Or they could be clanging them all around, and Cal's got to try and figure out how to win without much of a perimeter game. You don't know that because you've seen them. You don't know which team you're going to get, do you?
No. I've said all along, people want to badmouth them and say they're terrible shooters and all this kind of stuff. They're streaky. They can put together hot streaks, or they can unload and not make very many threes. But where Kentucky has, they try to overcome their struggle with the three, Bob, is they're going to drive it and try to get to the foul line. They're one of the leading teams in the country by getting to the foul line, okay? And they're going to win with their defense. Their defense is very underrated. I think their defense and the numbers show, if you're an analytical person, you'll see where, you know, what they do defensively. I think you never know when you're at home. It's hard to believe you could throw up a ton of bricks, okay? But whether you shoot lights out or just streaky, that's the question, the answer to your question.
All
pardon
right,
me.
So we don't know that either. I think we don't really know exactly what Louisville's going to do with Sestina. Because when they play 1 through 4, they usually switch everything. Kentucky could run Sestina at 5 if they wanted to.
Could.
And if they do, they don't switch that. And when they've not switched that, teams have had success with that guy if he's a shooter stepping back and making the 3, or if he dives hard to the rim. So my guess is if they play Sestina at 5, they'll run pick and pop. If they play whoever else at 5, the guess would be they're going to dive them hard to the rim, and Louisville's gotten hurt on that. I don't know how well they're going to defend that. Doesn't mean they can't, but that's been the one spot that they've been susceptible, and I think right now Kentucky needs that part of their offense to click in order to open up all the other things.
No question. I would be setting picks, foul line extended, top of the circle with my 4 and 5.
I'm back.
I'd have my 5 picking for the 4, which is a picking for the 4, or have Sestina setting a pick for the 2 or 3, and then he's got to dive instead of looking for the jump shot because you're going to play. He's got to dive and pick the 5 at the block. You follow me?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you can't stand there if you're going to be covered. You got to dive and go get somebody, and that might open up.
Because if they get something out of that action, something,
yeah,
it opens up driving lanes.
Absolutely, and when you cover the 4, Sestina picking the 2 or the 3, and you cover that, he goes down and sets a pick, puts pressure on your bigs inside. Let the big guy curl or, you know, get to the middle of the paint because you got to set a pick. Hey, Or you drive the ball. If you're going to hedge that much, because Sistine is the shooter, if you're going to show or hedge, whatever you want to call it, that much, then the man with the ball has got to start over the top or make you think you're going and drive the ball. Drive the ball. That's your option.
Here's some other variables. Louisville's guards have some games been the best players on the court, and some games haven't even been up to par. How well do the guards match up with this group? Maxey has been really good some games, but he's disappeared some games. Louisville's had, you know, Darius Perry play great some games, but then he's been really, he misses a shot, he gets down, and the young man who has the skill set to be a good player, David Johnson, the local kid, that's an awfully tough place to throw him in there and say, here you go, young man, go take on Kentucky at Rupp with people screaming and yelling at. Now, he might say, listen, I'm ready for it. That's what I signed on for. Great. But we don't know. That's what I'm saying. You don't know until you get out there. You don't know. Louisville's played a true road game. I mean, they played Miami, and but let's be honest. You do all the Kentucky
Miami,
games.
You might have flies in there.
And they don't get as fired up for very many opponents as they do for this one. This place is. I've done a lot of games there.
Oh yeah,
it's never louder than it is for this one.
And the Yum Center's the same. I mean, that's why it's a rivalry. Miami's people, they're not excited about whoever Miami plays.
True.
Okay. You know, they have smaller crowds.
So how well they react to that? I don't know. You don't know. Maybe they'll react great, but that's an X factor. So people who are so, this is how it's going to play out. I'm going to go, really? What are you, Nostradamus? I mean, because how do you know? I was going to circle back to this, but you kind of hinted at it. Kentucky doesn't often have a situation where they're coming off back-to-back losses. Your thought, if you're a Kentucky fan, is probably, oh, they're going to be hungry for bear, and there's some merit to that. But the other side is, you were a player. There's that little nagging voice in your head that says sometimes, geez, maybe we're not as good as we thought we were. And until you get a win under your belt, there's a little uncertainty. You don't know how they're going to react. Like you said, maybe they went home and people were in their ears saying, you know, you guys are not as good as you're supposed to be. And even though you'd say, hey, tune it out, block it out, it's not always that easy when you got friends, family, and fools chirping at you.
No, and it's like Utah, last 10 minutes, they played like a real ball club. First 30, they didn't. They were out to lunch. Now, Ohio State, they could have won the game. So how are you going to take that as a player? I would look at that. I would flush Utah because I know I played bad. Okay, I wasn't there. I had games like that as a player.
Every player does.
Okay. But I would draw on the Ohio State game, as good a team as there is in the country.
Yes.
As well schooled as there is a team in the country. You had a chance down the stretch if you don't beat yourself. Take some bad shots, make some bad passes. But that separates the really good teams from the above average teams. Okay. So you got to say, look, I can do that. I just got to clean my act up. Okay. Yeah, it's all mental.
And it's another factor. I mean, they both are good rebounding teams, not always great rebounding teams, both of them. I think Louisville's had stretches where the game's on the line. I'm like, they're giving up too many offensive rebounds. And Kentucky has been a good rebounding team. Neither one of them are great. Neither one of them are bad. You don't know how that's going to play out. You know, it could be a game of if you win a couple of extra possessions. And to me,
no question.
I mean, Kentucky is going to try and pressure you into turnovers. Louisville's going to try and win those possessions by pack lining you to death, hoping you get impatient, force a pass, try and jam it into a spot and turn it over. And, you know, that's how they're going to play. It'll be a battle of discipline. And let me add one other thing so you can lump this all together. As much as you want to bitch about the officials, whatever you want to say, the fact is, if somebody gets in foul trouble, a key player on either team, the whole dynamic changes. If Ward gets in foul trouble or, I don't know,
we'll go back to a little bit about how you would coach the game from Louisville side, and I'll talk a little bit. Or we flip-flop. Doesn't make any difference. The one thing I can you brought the guards up. The one thing I can tell you is two of the three guards are really good defenders.
Okay? I do know that.
And one is Ashton Higgins. Tell your guards, do not put the ball out in front of this kid.
Oh, he'll take it.
You know, he's like De'Aaron Fox. He's going to take it. So you got to protect that ball if he's guarding you. Your rebounding point's well taken. Louisville gets like 32% of the missed shots. They get offensive rebounds. Kentucky's one of the top defensive rebounding teams in the country. I mean, how does that shake out?
That's got to give.
Those are powerful numbers.
They are, and you don't know how it's going to play out. That's why it's not being a cop-out to say, if you want to know the truth, Mike, I'll be honest with you, and I don't, you know, do this, you know me well enough. I'm just giving, if this was played 100 times on a neutral court right now, not in March, not when blah, 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 right now, I think Louisville would win the majority of the games. Maybe not by a lot, but I think it's reflected in the way the voters are looking at it. Louisville's third, Kentucky's 19th. There's not much separation there. But on a neutral court, I think that Louisville might have a slight edge, if nothing else, because they have more guys who can shoot the ball. Kentucky's more prone in that 1,000 hypothetical games we played to have nights where they're not having a good streaky night shooting it. But, you know, you're not playing it 1,000 times, and you're not playing it on a neutral court. You're playing it at Rupp, and so I wouldn't want to, like you said, I wouldn't bet this game with your money.
No, look, Louisville's further along in their development of their team this year, right now, as we sit here. Now, does that mean that they'll continue to be at the end further along? Kentucky's hoping. It's been slower than they hoped for in their development. That doesn't mean that Kentucky's going to lose on Saturday. We don't know. But let's be honest, Louisville's further around along because they have veterans.
Yeah, they got more experienced players.
They got more experience, and they're right now shooting the ball better than Kentucky is. So if we played the game today, you'd have to say Louisville was the favorite.
Right. But they're not the betting favorite, though, are they? Kentucky's favorite.
No, I don't know. I don't think the line's come out.
I thought Kentucky was favored by like 3.
I don't think the true line doesn't come out till 3:15, 24 hours. Right, yeah.
Ain't that a kick in the shorts?
I think. I don't know.
Let's go take a look. Let's go to the phones. We'll take a look
now,
here.
Now, the Zags and KenPom, they've got the game a toss-up, both of them, with all
those
numbers.
They have it as... You are right. There's no spread out there yet. Ain't that a kick in the shorts? Yeah. Did not realize that. How about that? So we'll see how that plays out. I'm going to think, though, I still got a feeling Kentucky is going to be about a 2 or 3 point favorite. That's my. I'm going to guess that.
Wow. I'd go the opposite.
I think the public perceives that it's Kentucky at Rupp.
That's true.
I mean, I think, you know, he loses at Rupp like every lunar eclipse to a non-conference team. Doesn't matter who it is. So, but I know people are also saying this year is not the traditional Kentucky team. You know, it's fascinating to me, by the way, Mike, I'll get your comment on this, as my microphone is about to fall apart while we're on the air. Unbelievable.
Call the good hands team.
It's incredible here. Well, let's hope that hangs in there. If you suddenly hear it's going to be the mic falling on the desk, but we'll hang in there.
It's not you falling over. It's the mic.
Here is the interesting thing. And we had Seth Davis on yesterday, who thinks that Kentucky's going to win the game. Seth Davis from CBS, who has the rights to the game. You want to play it for Mike? Let Mike hear, maybe. All right. We'll play that in a minute. But his point was, and this was the one that raised my eyebrows a bit, he said, well, I like Kentucky. They played the harder schedule. And then I looked at Sagarin, and I'll be honest. And again, nobody's getting mad. Nobody's trying to instill a fight. Calm down. Their schedule is the 319th in the country right now. Kentucky's schedule, it's going to get good before it's all done. But right now, it's not very strong. Not that Louisville's is great, but it's much harder than Kentucky's. It's like in the 190s or something. But I think his point was they've played Ohio State and Michigan State, two top five teams. Their four Power Five teams might have been better than Louisville's was. But that's not completely true either, because I looked at when you average those out, they're exactly even. How about that, Mike?
Well,
the four non-conference games are dead even.
Ken Palm are picking the game as like, you know, a toss-up.
Are they?
Yeah.
I didn't even check the Sags. I have to see that.
All
right, here's what Seth had to say, and you can respond. We responded to it yesterday. So you take a listen. Here's CBS and The Athletic's Seth Davis pointing to.
First and foremost, the fact that Louisville has not played in 10 days. And Kentucky just, went through the blender out in Las Vegas, losing twice to Utah and Ohio State. But, you know, they did not play particularly well against Ohio State. And Ohio State, a lot of people feel might be the best team in the country to the degree that there even is one. And Kentucky was still in that game late. And so they played a better schedule. And just the fact of... I just think 10 days is a long layoff. And, of course, the fact that the game is in Lexington. And, you know, Kentucky coming off a pair of losses. They don't lose back-to-back all that often. So I think they're going to come out with, really breathing fire and really getting after Louisville and, you know, showing you would expect, and I'm sure John Calipari is, showing them the video of the Texas Tech game and saying, look, if you punk these guys and you try to get up in them, they'll expose their flaws. So I just kind of like where the pendulum is swinging in Kentucky's direction.
All right. Thoughts?
If I am John Calipari and I have a copy of the Texas Tech Louisville game, I've watched it. Okay. And I would follow that game plan. Yep. We're trying to get Calipari on?
No, I'm trying to get your mic level up. A guy texted us and said, Mike's mic compared to your dad sounds like he's in the mud. Actually, he is. Mike is doing a facial
mud
thing
wrestle.
Right now.
I'm a mud wrestler.
He's sitting right there, up to his neck in mud. But his skin, it's not as soft as a baby's behind, I'll tell you that.
Now, KenPom has Louisville winning 66-65.
Okay.
Add the home court factor. UK is 88.42. Louisville's 88.28.
Oh, my goodness.
I mean, how close is that? And you like Ken Pom. I think
I like Ken Pom and Sagarin. And yeah, Sagarin has been really good to me. So, but that's my, you know, that's what triggered this whole thing before we get to a break, is I went through the numbers and I said, yeah, if you do the numbers and everything goes according to what the form has said, yes, it should be a very close, but we just listed seven things, any of which are not completely far-fetched, that don't go to form. And that's what the, and especially in rivalry games, Well, that's when you get teams, you say, why the hell did he do that? Well, they're human. The emotion gets them. It just overwhelms you. That's the challenge, is to stay with those blinders on to get the job done. And it's easier said than done, believe me.
It is. And I'll go give you two names that you became heroes that you never would have expected. Quentin Snyder, big game 2 years ago.
Exactly.
Josh Harrelson in 11, right. Big game.
Of all the players that have come down the pike here.
Well, not that they're not good, right?
But, I mean, they're not the marquee guys.
No, right. And we could go back through this rivalry, pick up a lot of people, okay, like that. And that's kind of what this game, Patrick Sparks made a jump shot, made the foul shots, whatever. He had a big game. And U of L's got plenty of guys that you go like, oh, no. That's not Daryl Griffith, or that's not whoever.
Well, Tyquan Dean? Didn't he make a crazy shot?
Yes, he did. Against Billy Clyde.
He took that shot, and I was like, oh, my God,
that's
what is
right.
he doing? And he made it. And I was like, well, Jay, attaboy, Tyquan.
It was against Billy Clyde's team. Yep. We were in the zone, and he knocked that thing. That was the dagger.
That was the dagger. He left it elevated to shoot it. I said, you're out of your mind.
Edgar Sosa had one, too.
Or maybe it was Sosa. That's what I said. Well, I said Tyquan Dean. It was Sosa.
Okay.
It was Sosa. We both were thinking the same shot, thought it was the wrong guy. Right. Sosa just says, I think I'll try this one. I was like,
and
okay.
You wanted him to shoot it. You didn't want Tyquan Dean to shoot it. Okay, you wanted Sosa to shoot it, right?
So unbelievable. It's just an incredible, incredible
day of basketball.
History. And it's fun. And by the way, I've said this before, and if U of L fans can get as mad as they want to, but I've told this to Mike privately, I've told it to the people there publicly, they are so gracious to Paul Rogers and I. And it's not a fake one, like, let's just pretend we're not. I remember I had that bear one year we were going to try and do as a fundraiser for the V Foundation. He was named Louie. He was dressed in all Louisville stuff. And the idea was I took him to all these games. It's a long story, but we had a whole fundraising initiative we were going to do. Each team was going to do their own bear. And it's a long story that's not worth getting into. But the point is, here I am in this biggest of games, and I'm walking in with this stuffed bear, and I'm kind of self-conscious, and all these great ushers in blue blazers are suggesting pictures for me. Why don't you take one over there? That'd be a good shot. Put him on the ball rack. And I was like, how great is that? And of course, Doug Flynn's dad, who is, you know, is just the picture of congeniality. Yeah. It's a very, very, I'm sorry. Some of the fans like it to be ugly, so that's your business.
Isn't that
but
sad?
I think it's very sad.
It's Kenny Klein. I've known Kenny Klein back when I was working in the NBA and come in and do the scouting. Kenny's been nothing but top flight to me. And has. I mean, you got people like that on both sides. That they don't want the ugliness.
No.
They don't want it. They don't have time for it.
You don't need it for it to be an exciting, meaningful game. Go out and play as hard as you can play. And how lucky you are when you got two teams that are this good in the same state, this close to each other. Enjoy it. Embrace it.
Yep.
And sorry if that's hokey to you. That's your business. But that's how we feel about it. We'll take a break. We'll come back. It's Fast Break Friday. Thanks for being with us on ESPN 680-1057.
Hi, I'm Mike Pratt, here to tell you about Premier Packaging, a locally owned business that specializes in packaging, shipping, and logistics. Since 1984, Premier Packaging has taken a straightforward approach you can trust. With shipping costs on the rise, their team of professionals will work with you personally to minimize costs and increase your bottom line. From inbound, outbound, storing, and picking, Premier Packaging has solutions for your businesses, large or small. Visit primpack.com and sign up for a free assessment. Premier Packaging. This approach makes a difference.
Tyler Mountain Water has made our office a better place to work for over a year now. They've saved us from long waits at the coffee shop and Diener's rants about those long lines by installing a Keurig that runs right into our water line. So if you want coffee, water, tea, and of course, hot chocolate delivered to your home or office, contact Tyler Mountain Water. They'll throw in a box of K-Cups and a case of bottled water on your first order if you tell them Worldwide sent you. So visit TylerMountainWater.com today. That's TylerMountainWater.com, and make sure to tell them Worldwide sent you.
My house has a new glow. I love my windows. Universal Windows Direct.
Hey, it's Bob Valvano. Right now, for every window you buy, you get the next one free, no limits, and 0% financing for 36 months. Call 502-487-5200 or go to UniversalWindowsDirect.com. Like me, you'll be saying, I love my windows.
I love my windows. They've got that brand new home effect. Universal Windows Direct.
With UPS, future you gets seriously pumped. As a package handler, you'll have a great job this season. Make up to $20 per hour after bonuses for a 25-hour work week. Future you goes further than you imagine. Find out what you'll become at upsjobs.com.
We are ESPN Louisville, your home for the college football playoff, NFL, the Final Four, and best sports talk. Download the ESPN Louisville app today, delivered by UPS Jobs Kentucky.
Pining for the days of the traditional men's barbershop? Look no further than Big League Haircuts. Serving Louisville for the past 15 years with men in mind. Enjoy a professional haircut that includes shampoo, neck massage, and free neck trims between paid visits for men. All while watching your own personal TV in each chair. No uncomfortable upselling. It's all at one price. Use their convenient online check-in on Facebook and hit the Book Now link. Four locations to conveniently serve all of Louisville. Play hard, look good with Big League Haircuts.
Hey, this is Mike Pratt, and do you know what sets a community bank apart from the rest? Friendly service, attention to detail, focus on making sure customers get what they need. At River City Bank, you will receive all of that and more. Be it a home improvement project, construction of a new home, or a bridge loan, their team is with you every step of the way. Visit any convenient River City Bank location or online at rivercitybankky.com. Hometown banking, hometown people. River City Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
It's the biggest game of the year. Chris Mack and the Cards travel to Rupp Arena to take on John Calipari and the Wildcats. And for the most Louisville versus Kentucky coverage, keep it locked on ESPN Louisville. Pre-game coverage on all stations begins Saturday at 1 o'clock with live reports from Lexington. And then directly following the game, it's the Kentucky Farm Bureau Insurance UK postgame show with James Strebel on ESPN 680 and 105.7 and on 93.9 The Ville. It's the Coors Light postgame show with Steve Rummett. We're the first place that will take your call and hear live from the head coaches. Coverage of the Cards versus the Cats on ESPN Louisville is presented by UPS Jobs, Joella's Hot Chicken, and Academy Sports and Outdoors.
Do you suffer from peripheral neuropathy in the hands or feet? Continual numbness, tingling or burning sensation, balance problems, decreasing the quality of your life? This is Mike Pratt, University of Kentucky Basketball Hall of Famer. I am here to talk to you about Dr. Anthony Sears, author of Your 21st Century Doctor. One issue that has long frustrated Dr. Sears, that many neuropathy sufferers are unaware of, is the potential dangerous side effects of the prescription drugs that they are using. They are unaware of recent studies that reveal the very drugs they're taking are actually making the condition worse. Dr. Sears' passion is showing patients how to reverse their neuropathy and live without the fear of the inevitable downward spirals created by the disease itself and the typical cocktail drug approach. To learn more, I invite you to his free seminar, Blueprint to Neuropathy. This seminar is free. Seating is limited. Call now to reserve your spot, 1-888-655-PAIN. Again, 1-888-655-PAIN.
My name is John Veronese, owner of Veronese, Riverhouse, and Levy Restaurants. I've been part of Commonwealth Bank and Trust family since 2007. CB&T showed me how to use what was already in my business to help me grow my business. The people at CB&T support me and so many other local businesses. They're friendly, fast, and fair. I'm a little bit of a risk taker, but they stand behind me like family. When it comes to my business, having CB&T as a partner is like having a banker in the family.
See more business banking stories at bankerinthefamily.com.
Fast Break Friday is brought to you by Universal Windows. Schedule your free in-home estimate today, and for every window you buy, you get the next one free. Plus 0% financing for 36 months and free installation. You'll be saying, I love my windows.
Break Friday. He's Mike Pratt. I'm Bob Valvano. Again, this is the time of year we get. Tex says there's only one media outfit in the whole rivalry that likes an ugly. And
We all know who they are and whatever, but the point being that...
Who are they? I don't know who you're talking about.
I don't want to get into who he's alluding to, but his point is, when you talk about people liking it ugly, he's like, no, there's a lot of people. And then the next guy says, can't even embrace a heated rivalry, Pollyanna Radio. He's the guy that wants, he's texting us, hey, wants him, I want Mac to ugly the game up. I want him to come out punching guys. Quick kick to the groin of a referee. I'll set the tone for this one.
Players,
all right, dude. Well, I got to run. I'm due back on Earth. But thanks for the text. Our next guest joins us. He's gracious enough to do it once a week as a member of Louisville's coaching staff. And he helps us support. He does it to help us promote the Kentucky Out of Friends of V in the fight against cancer. He's a cancer survivor. To find out more about what we're doing, to volunteer or to donate, go to kfov.org. We are an unofficial, I don't say unofficial, we were a fundraising arm of the V Foundation. Now we're affiliated with the V Foundation, hence Kentuckiana Friends of V, but we're raising money for cancer initiatives right here in the Louisville and Kentucky area, and that's why we are our own organization, kfov.org, and Dino Gaudio joins us to talk about that. Dino, Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, how was your holiday?
Very good, Bob. Merry Christmas. Was home alone a little bit for a couple of days until I got my family back here. But we were on the floor practicing, and you know, coaching. You can appreciate this. We practiced on the 23rd, and Maureen, my bride, and my two girls and the grandson were in Charlotte. So we practiced the 23rd, and I was home alone. Christmas Eve went to, hey, Bob, Christmas Eve morning, I took the sauce out, put it in the pot, and then went to Mass and ate sauce solo. And then how about this one? We practiced Christmas Day at 1, which, you know, that's part of the job. And then as I'm driving home, I'm like, where can I eat? Past McDonald's closed, went past Drake's by out in my neighborhood closed. So about 8 o'clock Christmas night, I had cereal and milk, but it was as good as it could be. But anyways, I got the family back with me, so much better now.
Dino,
somehow get a win tomorrow, it'd be worth it.
Every New York guy knows that on any holiday where everything's closed, you can always find a Chinese restaurant open. Go find Chinese.
And there was one. Yeah,
you should have gotten Chinese.
Well, Dino, the only thing I got to say, I didn't know you were part of Bob's tribe. You joined
Dino Gaudio. You couldn't figure that out.
I couldn't figure that out.
Did you think he was Irish?
No, I thought maybe Irish.
Come on, Mike. Mike Pratt, Bob Valvano with you. Fast Break Friday. Dino Gaudio is with us. Dino, this is a game that, as I said to Mike earlier and we were discussing, if you know, with these little computer players or something where the emotion of it doesn't factor in, they look like it should be a real even, game. There's a lot of elements there that are going to be very entertaining and interesting, but it's not. Rivalry games are not, and the emotion comes into it. You've had a long layoff. They've lost two games in a row. You're never quite sure how guys are going to deal with the emotion. How do you address that? How are you guys going about that with your players leading up to this game?
Well, I think what you do is you try to tell them, and from day one, when I know we were practicing in May and throughout the summer like everybody in college basketball was with the new rules and the hours that you have. But when we sort of kicked off for real in October, we talked about, hey, this is who we are. This is what we do. Doesn't matter whether we have an exhibition game with Bannon or whether we're playing Duke or whether we're playing Kentucky. This is our approach. So I think we've been consistent with that since we've been here, as opposed to like big game build up. Hey, we're going to treat this different than other ones. And I'm sure John, Cal's doing the same thing with his kids. So we try to treat it the same. Now, we've had more days to prepare. We've been practicing since the 23rd. So we've gone 23, 24, 25, 26. We're going to go today again. And then, of course, the game tomorrow. So I'll tell you, the first 2 days, though, Bob, we just talked about us getting better. We didn't mention the Wildcats, and we didn't talk at all about Kentucky. But what do we need to do to get better? And then 3 days out, we turned the page and started preparing for them specifically. But they like the run, what we got to do to try to beat them. And transition defense is big, the backboard is big, and running good offense. We had 19 turnovers last year, so then we started to turn the page and get ready for Kentucky. So it's been a good 5 days. The kids are working hard, really competing, and that's the best thing we could do to prepare for whoever we're playing tomorrow.
Well, Dino, your team is one of the best defensive transition teams in the country by the numbers, and you brought it up about Kentucky being able to run the ball. And I know you mentioned you spent a lot of time in that regard. But don't you think with your ability to rebound offensively, I think I saw a number 32% of your misses you've acquired offensively and got another shot at the basket, that might be a terrific area for you guys tomorrow.
I think so, and I think John, I think Cal knows that as well. And you know, Skip and I, or Chris and I were mentored by Skip Prosser. He was a terrific rebounding coach, and everything we do and all the drills we do, whether it's 5-on-0 and three guys are supposed to go to the glass, those three guys, even with no defense out there, better be sprinting into the lane, into the restricted area arc to try to rebound the ball. So it's sort of a mindset for us. So that we're hoping that could be an advantage for us. And then on the other side, I know John spent a ton of time doing rebounding drills, that we got to keep these guys off the glass. But I think the backboard is going to be big for both of us because those guys are maniacal on the glass. Like we showed our kids, like, hey, these guys fly to the offensive boards. I mean, they are athletic. They are quick. And because they run so well, a lot of rebounding is in transition. Hey, my guy's not right in front of me. Like they're pushing the ball, blowing it up the floor, attacking the rim. Okay, now we got to stop the ball. We got to fan out to the three-point line. And when that thing is up, that's when the fight starts. When the ball's in the air, that's when the fight starts. We better put our body on somebody and box them out. But and on the other end, we got to fly to the offensive glass. You're absolutely right.
Well, I think Kentucky, one of their strengths is their rebounding from the guards. When he plays three guards, their rebounding really goes up. They've got the ability to acquire some rebounds from the guards, maybe to overcome sporadic rebound from the bigs.
Yeah, I think so. And like I said, I think that's more or less Cal's philosophy. Like, they are a tenacious rebounding team, and he's got athletic guys at the guard spots. You know, whether it's Whitney, who we recruited, or Quickly, or even Hagen sometimes is sneaking in there. Like, usually you want your point guard to get back. He's sneaking in there for offensive rebounds. Juzang has great size. We recruited Johnny. So this is a team, Montgomery, that goes to the offensive glass, and with their quickness and their quick first step, not only off the bounce, but their quick first step getting to the glass is really problematic for a lot of teams. We got to make sure we put a body on those guys.
Talking to Dino Gaudio, the assistant coach for the Louisville Cardinals, helping us on his weekly visit, helping promote KFOV, the fight against cancer. Find out more at KFOV.org. Dino, I love talking to you, even when you were in the media. We loved having you on the show. You are very straightforward and honest, and that's kind of how Chris runs this team. It's just you do what you do. It's no nonsense. There's no BS. I mean, you know, you might have heard when I asked him after the last game of the post-game interview, I said, so you've been involved in rivalry games before, but, you know, another rivalry game coming with Kentucky. What are your thoughts on it? He said, well, my first thought is we sucked last year. But, I mean, you talk about guys you recruited, which obviously means Kentucky got them, but life, you know, goes on. You got the guys that you got that you like, and you go forward. And to that end, I just think that fans – Mike brought this up earlier – this is such a big game for the fans. It lingers for them. But as coaches, you can't be all in on this game because there's two more months of the season to go afterwards, right?
Yeah, there absolutely is. There's so much basketball to be played. Whoever pulls it out, you know, tomorrow afternoon, it's like, okay, like we win that evening, we celebrate, that lose. We lose no matter who we're playing. We dip our heads for – but when we teed up the next day for practice, we better be ready to go. We have a league game a little more time after UK. I'm not sure who Kentucky has afterwards. I'm sure it's probably a league game. So, and you got to turn the page. And Bob, I say this all the time: like emotions drain energy. Whether it's good emotions after a win, or bad emotions after a loss, the teams that could handle that, the mature teams, and turn the page after a win when everybody's patting you on the back and telling you how good you are, or after a loss when, you know, everybody's killing you and telling you how bad you are, you need to understand, like, you know, we're a little bit drained, good or bad, emotionally, that you better pick yourself up and turn the page and start marching forward, because that's what you have to do if you're going to have a successful season.
I certainly wouldn't suggest you tell us what it is, and I know you wouldn't even if I asked, but this is the time of year coaches generally, you got, you know, no restrictions on, because your classes are out, you can practice twice a day, you can spend a lot of time. Coaches will put new things in. Have you guys introduced some wrinkles, some new things over the break?
No, we have not, John. No, we have not, Bob.
Really? You could, I
you know what?
Come on, you have, haven't
Did
you?
Did you get his laugh? Did you get his laugh?
Well, because I didn't ask him to even hint at what it was, offense, defense, out of bounds plays, but you did something. Of course you did. You can't BS a BSer.
We do what we do. We do what we do from October on. And, you know, on a serious note, like that's who we are. Like we try to be consistent with what we do defensively. We try to be consistent with what we do offensively. And like I said, like for 2 days when we first came back, we were just trying to get better at what we haven't been doing well. And, you know, that first day back, we did a lot of running because they were off for 4 days so that we had our wind. You know what I'm saying?
Sure.
But so it's been good. The best thing about practice, Bob, is they've really competed. Chris is really unique where, like, we rarely, if ever, put our, like, whoever's going to start in the game tomorrow, our first five guys out there and practice that week with those guys. We always mix the teams up. Mm-hmm. It might be Jordan on one team, Dwayne Sutton on the other, and those guys are going at each other. Malik's on one team, Steve's on the other. And we're big believers in competition. And I think if we balance and have even teams out there, it becomes really competitive. And, you know, all of our drills, whether it's a rebounding drill, a half-court offensive drill, or anything, it's all for, like, lines, so it's competitive. And that's what's really been good for us since we've been here, and it's been good for Chris, you know, when he was at Xavier. So it's been a good week of preparation, I will say that.
You know, I'm going to say this, not to blow – he's not even here, so it's not like I'm blowing, up his skirt. I'm just telling the truth. I've been you know this, Dino, from all the games that when you were broadcasting, one of the beauties of that is you get to go to all these teams' walkthroughs and shoot-arounds and practices, and you really I thought that was great. I mean, I can understand now why professors go on sabbatical, because I think if all coaches could go on a one-year sabbatical and broadcast games and just go to practices, you'd come back and say, wow, I got a little list from him and that from him. But I will say this. You could tell when guys are good teachers. Chris is a really gifted teacher. He's really, really good. I mean, I never played the pack line. I never taught the pack line. I really had no experience with the pack line. So whatever I've watched Tony's teams play for years now, but still, yep. It's different when you go watch a guy. You know what they're doing. You want to understand, how did he get to that? How does he teach that? And I learned so much stuff about it watching Chris teach it, which is really good, because you know that. If you don't, and Calda, you know this, Dino, from going to Kentucky's practice. If you don't break it down into bite-sized morsels, it doesn't matter how, you know, they got to be able to grasp it. You can't put it into basketball McNuggets, they ain't going to get it.
Hey, you can't eat an elephant but one bite at a time. You're exactly right. You better break it down, and you better put it in bite-sized bits there. But you know what, Bob? When I coached Chris at Xavier, he was a guy that had just a tremendous feel for the game. And then we sat on the bench together at Wake Forest with Skip, and you could tell he saw things. And I don't know if the listeners out there understand that. Like we'll go up and down three times in practice, and he'll tell those guys, hey, listen, on the first possession down at the end where the logos are, you know, you didn't show on the ball screen, okay? You didn't plug and bump the roll. And then down there said, like, he sees everything. And because he sees and understands, he's able to teach it to the kids. And he has a great knack for that. Like I've said before on your show, like, telling isn't teaching. Like, I taught algebra in high school. I can't go on the – and back then they had blackboards, not whiteboards. And I can't go with my chalk and say, okay, this is what you do. You do what's in the parentheses first, and you might multiply this. You got it? Okay, let's take a test. No, you got to practice it. You know what I mean?
Yep.
So you can't just tell them. You got to tell them yes, and then show them, and then you have to drill it. And then the most important part for good teachers is correct.
Yes.
He's terrific at that.
Well, you know what else? Dino, he's really good at, and I tried to get him to engage me on this, and out of modesty, I guess. I'm not trying to, again, blow smoke at him, but he wouldn't. I said, well, you were really hot today, the post game. He said, what are you talking about? I said, you know, when we do the radio for home games, we're literally, he's standing, I have to tell him I got to look around him. I mean, so you hear everything that's coming out of his mouth. And, you know, you got a couple of those actions built in, and he called them from the bench, and every single one he called was wide open. How he knew at that moment it was going to be there, but it was like an offensive coordinator in football, and it was like boom, layup, boom, alley-oop dunk, boom. I mean, it was like, wow, this guy was on fire.
He really is, because like I said, he has a good feel. He sees what's open. And like I said, he calls a wonderful game because, you know, we got our half-court offenses that we run, but we got a lot of sets that we run and, you know, certain sets for certain guys and what he sees, like how we might exploit somebody defensively. And he does. He's like an offensive coordinator calling the game. And on the defensive side, we are really a do-what-we-do team. So for the most part, we've already taught them outside of a couple wrinkles that we might have to prepare for. But he sees, he calls a great game, and he's a great communicator with those kids in the huddle, too.
Mike, any other questions for our witness?
No, I'm looking forward to the game, looking forward to the rest of the season after the game, Dino. It's a benchmark for all coaches, you know.
You know, it really is. And if I may, like in a time when we're supposed to be thankful, I just hope the Louisville listeners appreciate this. I told the kids this when we came back. Like those six guys that came back for us when we got this job, you know, Steve and Dwayne and Ryan and then Jordan and Malik and Darius, those six guys coming back, if they don't come back, Louisville is a four-year, five-year rebuilt.
Sure.
Like, we were their third coaching staff in 9 months. That's obviously true. Coach Patino and David, and then Chris gets the job on March 29th or something. But if those six guys roll, and this job right here is a rebuilding job, a big rebuilding job. And I told those guys in a meeting the other day, what you guys have done for this program, like 20 wins last year, 11 ACC wins when you count with beating Notre Dame in the ACC tournament, going to the NCAA tournament, and where we are this year right now, where at one point we were number one in the country, you know, everybody in Louisville Cardinal Nation should be thankful for those guys. And I let them know that I appreciated them. And big game in front of us tomorrow, and that's the next step for this group. And hopefully, I know we'll play hard. I know Cal's kids will play hard. Just hopefully we could somehow find a way to come out 1 point on top.
All right, buddy. I'll look forward to seeing you tomorrow, Dino. Thanks so much for the time. We appreciate
it. Okay, Coach.
All right.
Okay, thanks for having me. Bye-bye.
He's the best. He's
nice
he's
guy.
Good people. Good peeps. You must have run into him a lot.
I did.
And you were, you know, when he was working for ESPNU and doing a lot of Kentucky games. And
yeah,
stuff like
I
that.
Did. And ran into him a lot when he was at Xavier. I was doing TV.
Oh,
and,
that's right.
He was the assistant at Xavier. Yeah.
That's what I was thinking that as he was talking how the roles change. He was covering, you were covering him. Now he's covering, you know, and he was covering you. Now you're both coaching against each other. He was coaching Chris.
Yeah.
And they were coaching together. Now he's working for Chris. It's,
you know, I think that's really cool of what. I've never met Chris. I liked what he did at Xavier, okay? I followed that being from Southern Ohio. And but I think it's really neat when a former player reaches out
to
one of his coaches who was looking to do something. Obviously, Gaudio was looking to get back into coaching. And for Chris Mack to reach back and pull him along and give him cut him some slack, give him a break, whatever you want to call it, okay? Bring him back into the fold. That says a lot about both guys.
It does. Well, you know what? Dino is, don't get me wrong, he had, you know, he was, when he was at Wake Forest, they actually attained the number one ranking in the country. So he was the head coach at Army, he was the head coach at Wake. He knows how to be a head coach. But there are some guys that they can be very good head coaches, but they just can't be assistant coaches.
Sure.
And he has the great ability. He is a terrific team. You just what you see is what you get with him. There's no ego involved. What do you need me to do? How do I help? What can I do? Ask me a question. I answer it. He communicates. The kids respect him. You know, you can trust him. There's some assistants that, you know, you always wonder, if I turn him loose, what's he going to say? You know, he's passing the brand on just the way you want it to be. And that's the truth. Those six kids, if two or three of them bolt, I mean, this thing is scraping the bottom of the barrel.
Ohio State and Louisville right at the top, okay, in my mind, and I'll give you my top ten. Because they have a ton of veterans. They got veteran people that stayed. This point is well taken. Now, Ohio State's got one freshman that's out of this world,
right.
this Carton kid from Iowa or Illinois. But they're a veteran team like Louisville, and that makes a difference. And the veterans lead. Sometimes teams have veterans who don't lead.
That's true.
Okay?
Yeah, no, I think there's no question about it. Well, Cal's better teams have always had some leadership, returning guys to be leaders. So I don't think
when they won the championship, Darius Miller. Jones, you know,
no
Lamb.
Question. I mean, Darius Miller, I mentioned his name 50 times because they don't win without him, in my opinion.
Absolutely
anyway.
Not.
And, you know,
absolutely not.
So
as good as AD is,
right?
Absolutely not.
You know, before we wrap it up this week, Mike and I will dip into the well once more. We got the college football semifinals going on. We got to make our picks for that.
Oh, okay,
as well.
Big so money we'll on that. I'm going to go across the river and unbuckle.
How about, you know, New York, Mike? God bless him. Gave us a three-team parlay winner and said, "Give the money to the V Foundation." And I don't want to embarrass them, but I went over there one day. Mm-hmm. The entire system was down.
Oh, no.
The screens were down. You couldn't make any bets. You couldn't cash any tickets. I was like, this better not last long, folks, because you're going to have a riot on your hands. But I think they got it fixed the next day. But computers, you just don't know.
You never know.
I think I got to do some business here, so let's do this, shall we? Speaking of going over and cashing in tickets, Caesars Sportsbook are the folks who present the lines and odds. The book at Caesars Southern Indiana. And don't forget to get your tickets for important events here in Louisville and, all, of course, Kentuckiana at ticketsforless.com. No fees. And you can get your tickets at ticketsforless.com. Let's tell you how you can weigh in on an enormous sports day tomorrow. Pre-game coverage begins tomorrow on all stations at 1 o'clock with live reports from Lexington. Immediately following the game, it's the Kentucky Farm Bureau Insurance UK post-game show with James Strebel on ESPN 680-1057. And then the Coors Light U of L post-game show with that French broadcaster Stephen Romage on 93.9 The Ville. Coverage of the Cards versus the Cats on ESPN Louisville is presented by UPS Jobs, Joella's Hot Chicken, and Academy Sports and Outdoors. But wait, as if that weren't enough, there's more. The National Football League is underway with the last weekend of the season, and we have, count them, one, two, three, four games coming up Sunday on ESPN Louisville. Patriots and Dolphins, 12:30 p.m. right here on 680-1057. Colts and Jags, 3:30 p.m. on ESPN 680-1057. Steelers and Ravens at 3:55 on 93.9 The Ville. And then at 7:30, the Sunday night game is the 49ers at the Seahawks. Seahawks are a mystifying team. They've kind of... They just signed Marshawn Lynch. You see that? I don't know if that's an act of desperation or what that is.
And the coach, Pete Carroll. That's kind of out of his M.O.
I don't know about that. We'll see if it plays out. But you'll find out 93.9 The Ville has that game. The NFL on ESPN Louisville is presented by UPS Jobs, BJ Heating and Cooling, Dave and Buster's Louisville in the Mall St. Matthews, and the Cryo Lounge in St. Matthews, cryoloungeky.com. Mention ESPN, you'll get a free session. All right, let's take an IV, and then we'll get Dwayne Sutton, who's at the podium. So here we go.
You're listening to Kentuckiana's ESPN 680, WHBE Newburgh, and 105.7 WHBE FM Eminence Frankfort.
You've got ants inside the house, mosquitoes outside the house, moles burrowing in your lawn, and termites eating your house from inside out. You're completely surrounded! Luckily, OPC Pest Services has a Four Seasons program that can help. OPC has been providing quality pest services since 1972. Protect your home and property and call OPC Pest Services for a free estimate at 969-9635 or visit opcpest.com. Again, that's 969-9635 or visit opcpest.com.
With UPS, Future You gets seriously pumped. As a package handler, you'll have a great job this season. Make up to $20 per hour after bonuses for a 25-hour work week. Future You goes further than you imagine. Find out what you'll become at upsjobs.com.